In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Christ is risen. Galileo, famous astronomer and physicist, lived late 1500s and most of the 1600s. Now, Galileo is most famous for promoting the idea that the Earth revolved around the Sun and not the other way around. And that drew the condemnation of the Catholic Church as a heresy against Scripture and against tradition. Galileo was excommunicated. He was placed under house arrest for the rest of his life. And all his books were banned, including future books. Now, even though Galileo is most famous for his astronomy, he also published a book that was far more important and far more influential to future scientists. Through that publication, Galileo shaped the future of modern physics. And that book was called Two New Sciences. And it talked about one of the sciences with the strength of materials, rocks or metals or wood or anything like that. And the other science was motion of objects, how objects move, those kinds of things. Galileo's book was devoured by other scientists, even though it had been banned, including a fellow named Isaac Newton, who used it as a foundation for much of his research. Now, one interesting aspect of Galileo's book, Two New Sciences, is that he published it when he was 74 years old and under house arrest. The book he published when he was 74 was The Future of Modern Physics. People often speak of youth as the future of the church. And while true, that's an extremely incomplete definition. As we just heard in our Holy God, they are also the present of our church, and youth are already establishing a past history. Just look at the tradition of our Easter egg hunt. And likewise, people often see our elders and our senior citizens as the foundation of our church, its glorious past, its noble history. And again, while true, it is woefully incomplete. Because while seniors are our noble history, they are also the present and future of our church. Think about the following saints. Joachim and Anna were elderly when they had Mary. Zachariah and Elizabeth were seniors when they had John the Baptist. And of course, it's more than just having influential babies in your golden years, which may or not be all that appealing. Abraham and Sarah were in their 70s when they received God's call to go to the land of the covenant. They didn't get there until they were both over 100. Saint Simeon the Righteous was over 100, and Saint Anna the Prophet was over 90 when they first recognized and declared Jesus in the temple as the newborn Messiah. Saint Mary of Egypt lived in repentance in the desert until she was a very old woman, and that's when she shined as an example of righteousness and repentance. Saint John the Theologian, whose gospel we just read, composed that gospel when he was in his 80s, didn't compose the book of Revelation until he was in his 90s. Now, all those folks I just mentioned, all those saints of the church, have a few things in common. And one of those things is that they accomplished some amazing things in their golden years. And while they may be our noble history, at the time they lived, they were the future of the church. They were the future of the church in their golden years. And as senior citizens, think of the words to describe those saints that I just mentioned. Lead, new, recognize and declare. Live, shine, compose, accomplish. Those aren't terms of past. Those are terms of now and of future. And it's not just the spectacular, it's not just the great historical moments either. I mean, seemingly ordinary contributions can have a great impact on the church. I think of our seniors. We're celebrating our seniors today. Think of the way they shaped not only the past, but shape our future in day-to-day living out of the faith. By preserving traditions, not as some relic of the past, but life for today and tomorrow. They shape our future by conveying the faith to us and to others. They shape our future by shining as an example of that faith in how they learn to live. And they shape our future by declaring the Lord who loves us in words, in deeds, and dedication. You know, today we were blessed to hear a special selection from the book of Acts about an older couple named Aquila and Priscilla. Now, there is a young man named Apollos. He was a young preacher, and it says he was an eloquent man, mighty in the scripture, fervent in spirit, just like, you know, a young idealistic preacher going out there. And he goes to Ephesus, and it says he preached boldly in the name of the Lord. And Aquila and Priscilla hear him. And while they love his dedication, they love his strength, they love his eloquence, they love his might, they love his fervor and his zeal, they notice he's getting a couple of things wrong. Now, do they stand up and say, "No, you got it wrong, Apollos"? Do they shame him on social media? Absolutely not. It says in the scripture, they took him aside and taught him the things a little more accurately. You know, that's the way of wisdom. They took him aside. You can just see it. They're sitting there nicely listening to his speech and thinking, "Oh my gosh, this guy's got a lot of zeal. But he's getting a couple things wrong." So they wait till it's over, and they pull him aside and say, "Apollos, we love you, but you know what? You might want to brush up on this part and this part." There's just this loving wisdom and loving patience and loving way in which the way they did that, and they did it quietly and on the side. And at the time, it might seem a small thing, but this thing they did quietly and on the side, this seemingly small contribution, allowed Ephesus to become one of the great faith centers of the early church. It's amazing what a quiet little thing on the side can do for the power of the gospel. Galileo was an astronomer his whole life, but he truly became the future of modern physics when he was 74 years old. People often see youth as the future of the church and the elders as our noble history. That's only partly true. And it's terribly incomplete, because our seniors are also the now and the future of this church. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed, he is risen.